Burt Show.
So we just had Michael Lowen on, father of Lindsay Lowen, and his story today is pretty much the same that it's been, right? He's publicly speaking out about Lindsay and now her jail sentence and her addiction to prescription medication because he feels like it's going to do others good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's just trying to send a message and maybe they could learn through his and Lindsay's situation, right? Mm-hmm. Now, others are critical of him, saying, then do it privately, man. If you really want your daughter, everything that's coming out of your mouth sounds right, except you're doing it on the Today Show, you're doing it on the Burt Show. Good morning, Belinda. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thanks.
What's up?
I was just calling because in one breath, Michael explained how rehab totally handicaps this daughter because every time she leaves with this onslaught of new medications, but he's fighting for her to go to rehab versus another option. That just further, you know, confirms what Melissa said, that he's helping to keep her safe.
I mean, I didn't catch that. Maybe he's thinking of another rehab thing, but yeah, he makes me uncomfortable. So because I just think it's so, I don't know. Yeah, I just don't think, because I compared it earlier to Britney Spears' dad. You know, he got concerned about Britney. He came in, you know, got a handle of her career and never spoke publicly, never bashed her publicly, never said a word about her, but just privately handled it. And, you know, Britney's doing better. So
the Samantha Ronson thing seems a little strange to me also, that he's like, yeah, now that she's not with her, I'm okay with it. But Samantha's still in clubs every night, still hanging out, still
doing all
that. But
Lindsay's not with her. That's the, like, I get what he's saying. Like, he's saying that Samantha Ronson is making $2,500 a night as a club DJ, which is great money. But then once Lindsay Lohan signs up, she is traveling the world and making $25,000 and all that stuff. It's a completely different scenario.
We just had Michael Lohan on, who is still talking about Lindsay. She's just been sentenced to 90 days in a California jail. He wishes she wasn't going to jail. He wishes she was going to rehab, and he doesn't think that jail is the way to go. Here's Lisa. She wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, how you doing, Burt Show?
Good. How are you?
Fine. You know, I just wanted to share something with you guys. Love your show. Love the show very much.
Thank you.
I have, as of today, 24 years in recovery from alcohol and drugs.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And, you know, I got sober when I was 2. Oh, that's a lie. Anyway, listen, I wanted to tell you something about Hollywood, because I came from Hollywood. I live somewhere else now, but I came from Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with Lindsay Lohan, it's just, I have worked at big rehabs before. They do not give you Adderall at rehab. You know, that is a very addicting drug. If they're going to give you anything, it's going to be a non-narcotic, and they're going to give it to your handlers. So she's in a position where, you know, as like in Michael Jackson, nobody will listen because they want their, you know, fame whores. That's what I call them, fame whores.
Well, stories came out this morning, and I don't have confirmation, but it sure sounds like a story we've heard before, and not necessarily in the celebrity world. If you want prescription drugs, you can get prescription drugs.
You can go on the internet and get them.
You lie to one doctor.
You can
go
on the internet,
other.
And you can talk to a fake doctor, but you don't know if you're what you're getting. You could get poisoned. You can go to any doctor in L.A. and say you're depressed, and you can get Xanax. No rehab's going to give you Xanax. Xanax is almost as addicting as heroin, and the withdrawal from it is horrible.
Oh. But you can manipulate doctors. You can manipulate nurses.
Yeah.
And what they're saying about Lindsay this morning is she sort of had this train of doctors. When one said no, she'd go to the other who said no. Then she'd find another one that would finally say yes.
What's y'all's take on what he said about Dina? I mean, basically blaming her mother for just about everything.
They both blame each other. They're both at fault.
They're stage parents. They're stage parents that put their kid in the movies at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about how Lindsay thinks she's above the law, well, I mean, they raised her to be in this position.
It's a classic case, I think, also of parents that can't put their egos aside and do what's best for their kid. I mean, at the end of the day, it's best for them to sit down and talk about how to handle their daughter together. Even if they have differences as a couple or as individuals, they still have a daughter that is begging for help right now.
This is a young girl who needs her mom and dad. I mean, just to be her mom and dad, not to be these, you know, figures in the media or, you know, battle it back and forth, doctors and lawyers and whatever. Just stop and be her parents.
But have they ever been, is my question. Have they ever been? We're asking them to do something they've never done for her.
Here's Toya. Hey, Toya. Good morning. You're on the Burke Show.
Hey, good morning. I so completely agree with you guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
But I do think, like, I've seen that little Lohan show they had on E! And she is one of those moms who wants to be the best friends with the daughter and they can go out and party and be okay together, but she's not really addressing the problems in the house. So besides the grandmother, like, she's just kind of like, you know, let's go out and be friends. But with her dad, like, I get what you guys are saying, but I think you guys are being way critical of him because Lindsay is a public figure, and being quiet, it hasn't worked. Her mom has been in control all this time, and her being quiet has done nothing for Lindsay, so therefore he had to find some way to get to her. And so far, since he's been speaking out, things have been happening. Not the way we would like for them to happen, but things are happening.
And I guess if we had more time with him this morning, and he really is a guy like I could talk to for another 15, 20 minutes, he would say that he would sacrifice his relationship with his daughter if he knew in the long run she was going to be healthy. So let's just say she never trusts him when she's finally clean and sober and healthy. She never trusts him ever again. Their relationship is cut off. I think that's probably a sacrifice he's willing to make.
More than likely, we'll end up being that kind of sacrifice. I mean, some sacrifices are going to have to be made. And her mom, so far, hasn't been willing to make them. And so he's the one who's coming in now, having to make them. And I do get what you guys are saying, that without Lindsay being sick, like, he doesn't have a career, but he has to help his daughter. There's no way for him not to. And it's a completely awful situation, you know, where he has to be speaking out like this against his daughter in order to get her some attention and get people to look at her and say, hello, wake up, like, we need to do something.
What, Melissa, say it.
Well, I mean, I think everybody thinks, I don't know why this is the example I came up with, but everybody assumes it's like Ward and June Cleaver, that they're just the perfect parents and Lindsay's in trouble. So this is the last ditch resort that Michael Lohan has to make in order to get to his daughter. I mean, I think that, again, they have been, you know, probably dysfunctional parents up to this point. Lindsay's, you know, coping structure has been based on them. He's like, this is not the daughter I raised. Yeah, it is. This is the daughter you raised, Michael. And, you know, the fact that you keep screaming out, there's part of me, is it pushing her further into the escape? Or is it helping her? Like, Michael, what if you're the reason that she's taken half the drugs she's taken?
Well, he would probably say that when he left and Dina, when they got divorced, and then when Lindsay was in the house with Dina, that's when this change happened.
Right.
That would be my guess.
There's a key word. I mean, I disagree with him being this good father. I don't think that's where his intention is.
The Burt Show.